morning. Welcome back. It's 10:36, just shy of 10:37 here at News Radio 92.3. Happy sunny Thursday to you. We are welcoming Memorial Day weekend and welcoming summer together. I'm so excited to spend the morning with you. I'm Jenna Barr in for Tammy Martin. She'll be back joining you tomorrow for the real kickoff of Memorial Day weekend. But for now, we're going to sit and chat with a couple of familiar faces and voices to you and friends here in the building who are here to help with your digital advertising needs. We have Tasca and Diana joining us from ADX Digital. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And so I know we just gave you a little bit of a dose of Brad Paisley, a very small dose of Brad Paisley.
Because everything's cooler online.
But these days, that's the truth.
It is.
And although he might be talking about getting a girlfriend or a boyfriend, but
we're just talking about getting new customers.
Getting new customers.
But you can go online, you know, on those dating apps and get a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
You can. Yeah. You can.
Good luck. And may the force be with you. Do background checks. But on that note, when we talk about getting more customers online, everything is constantly changing. Like even in the past week, and watching headlines, we have seen a ton of talking about AI. A ton of talking.
It's definitely been in the news in the last couple of weeks.
But also, you know, how does that kind of show in a positive way that it helps people, though, when it comes to finding the right customers? Obviously, different services and digital techniques are there to help people gravitate towards the business that they need, mm-hmm. and business owners find the customers that they need. Is there a correlation?
Absolutely. And, you know, most of the products that we offer utilize artificial intelligence as a targeting strategy to help find those customers for you that you may not have, it may not have been obvious that they were a prospect, but they show some signs that they might be a prospect, and we don't want to discount them. We need to bring them into the fold as well. So that machine learning and artificial intelligence is a big part of what we do.
Oh, absolutely. All right. So when somebody is coming in, right, and they're like, my business is just not kind of taken off like I saw it would, or we've hit kind of a lull, digital advertising has to be the next step, but what can I do to really pump it up? Like, how do you kind of step in and help them?
Well, Diana, that's kind of what we are going to talk about today, the steps to setting up your digital campaign. So the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to have either a in-person meeting with you, or we can do a Zoom meeting. And we're going to discuss what your needs and your goals are for your business. And then we're going to go through our suite of digital products with you. And we're going to find the one that's going to be the most effective for your business.
Yeah, and then we're going to follow that up with just kind of giving you a brief overview of what all the kickoff of your campaign is going to entail. And make sure that you understand everything that we have to offer. In addition to the campaign itself, we do monthly reports. So every month we'll get back to you with a lot of data about your ads, how many were served, where they were served to. You know, when I say who they were served to, I don't mean specifically, but I mean as far as the behaviors and the different targeting strategies
and
that
what,
we use.
Yeah, and what websites or apps your ads ran on. We're going to show you an example of what your monthly report will look like, mm-hmm. so you will know what to expect. We can even show you on those reports which of your ads perform the best. And which ones were clicked on. I know that I just looked at a report on one of my clients, and their videos did extremely, extremely well.
Oh, good.
That's great for video, because video typically doesn't get a lot of clicks,
right?
Especially if they're served on connected televisions. Those get almost no clicks. You can't click on it, but a lot of people do watch get a lot of their programming through on their laptops, but typically our videos, depending on which program you go with, they can be shown on laptops, tablets, TVs, or connected TVs. And we have some programs that they're only shown on connected TVs. And the only way you're really going to get a click-through on that is if you add a QR code to that commercial or to that video, and then that prospect, you know, grabs that QR code with their phone while the commercial is playing, you know, on your television. But that click-through rate is something that we use as a measurement tool, because we know what the national click-through rate is, and to my knowledge, I have not seen one of our campaigns that was even at that click-through rate or lower. They're always considerably higher.
And then, too, what I really like, some people, and I'm one of them, I usually won't click myself on an ad. If it's something that I'm interested in, I'm going to go directly to the website to read up. But we can track that as well. People that don't click on your ad but have seen your ad and then go to your website.
Right. That's called a view-through, which basically enhances your total engagement. But the view-throughs are when they don't click on the ad again, but they go to the website, and then we market to them because they've done that. But we know we've shown them the ad, so it all works together.
Is that like digital footprinting or fingerprinting? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. That makes sense. And so that kind of helps giving that feedback and seeing which works for that company. Does
right.
video work? Does an ad work? Right? Something
exactly.
like that. Because not everything might work for a particular company. Yeah, go ahead,
And
Diana.
We can put how many ads in rotation again? Tasca, is it up to 5?
I believe it starts at 3. If you're on the minimum number and on the minimum package that we have. But if you're not on the minimum package, if you're going for a larger geographic area and you're utilizing more than the minimum number of impressions each month, then your number of pieces of creative can increase based on the number of impressions that you use or that you run.
And one of the most important things we're going to discuss during our first meeting is why you probably will not see your ad.
Mm-hmm.
There are millions and millions and millions of impressions out there, and an impression is how many times your ad is going to be out there. So if your campaign consists of 100,000 impressions, your ad is going to be seen 100,000 times. And a lot of people would think, well, gosh, 100,000, I should be able to see my ad. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, if you're a hospital and you're looking for nurses, you know, we've got to get into the behaviors and everything. And if you're not what they're looking for, then, you know, you're not going to see the ad.
Exactly. Plus, you've already got yourself.
Right.
You've already got yourself as a customer.
So
why would we target you to show the ad to you?
And waste the impressions.
Exactly.
Now, we can take a screenshot of your ad live on whatever website it's running on and show you that it is running. We are able to do that.
Right. And chances are, if you know, you are within the targeted strategies and you're running a connected TV campaign, then there's a good chance you're going to see that ad once or twice. I mean, I know that with one of my clients, I see his ad about once a month. Even though I'm already a customer, there's no reason for me to continue to get targeted. But, it's just going to happen because I fall within the behaviors of his target.
Well, and you know the one that drives me crazy. I've received over 100 of the ads in Spanish, and I do not know Spanish. So,
but hey, at least it's trying to hit that demographic.
Yes, this was not from one of our clients, by the way.
Right. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe I need to learn Spanish.
At this point, maybe we all do. Hey, it's 10:46 here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr, in for Tammy Martin. Tasca and Diana are walking you through what's going to happen when you sit down with them at ADX Digital, how to jumpstart your business, take it to the next level when it comes to digital advertising. We're going to talk a little bit more when we come back. Let's take a quick break. Again, text in with your your questions, 850-437-1620. Let's hop right back into the conversation this morning here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 Informative, Local Dependable. I'm Jenna Barr in for Tammy Martin. She'll be joining you again tomorrow Friday morning here on Pep Talk. Tasca and Diana are sitting down with us this morning from ADX Digital, talking you through, you know, the first steps when you sit down with them and get to the next level for your advertising needs. So, Diana, Tasca, I kind of cut you off when we took a little bit of a break, but where are we at when it comes to like the steps? Let's go a quick review and then move forward.
So after we sit down with you and find out your needs and your goals, and we present the suite of products that we think are going to be most effective for your business, we get all of that squared away. What we'll do next, what we will need to know next is, when someone clicks on your ad, where do you want them to land on your website? So we'll need the URL for the landing page for that. We'll need to know what conversions do you want us to track. And then also we'll talk about the ad creative. If you're going to create it, or if you would like us to help you create it, if we create it, it could take up to 3 days. But we're also going to tell you, if you're not familiar with ad creative, we're going to tell you what we recommend. You always want to have a call to action. You want to keep it clean and not busy. And what do you have to add to that, Tasca?
Well, it definitely needs to have your logo.
Yeah.
And one thing that we've learned is that people sell. You want a photo of some sort in there. And it just depends on, a lot of times with some of our clients, they have creative that's ready to go, especially if they're using co-op from a brand that they carry in their store. Then that's easy. That just makes it super easy for you and for us to put that all together. The other important thing, you know, when we talk about the landing page, that doesn't necessarily mean it's going straight to the main page of your website. It's important that if we're talking in the ad about a specific thing, that you have a landing page about that specific thing. So, for example, if you are running a recruitment ad because you're trying to hire, why would we put them on your main page? We need to put them on your careers page, or a page that would lead them to the opportunity to fill out an application so that you could get back to them. At the same time, you got to make sure that your website is in great shape. It has to be secure. That's a really important thing. There are a lot of unsecured websites out there, and that just opens you and your business up to a possible mess. Bots floating around and trying to weed their way into your website or weave their way into your website. Well, so we want you to have a good, secure website.
Well, we certainly don't want people to go to your website and complete a job application if their site's not secure. I know that the applications a lot of times ask for your Social Security number and a lot of personal information. And if you had your website built so many years ago and you don't know who did it, if you just scroll down to the bottom of your homepage, that information should be on there for you.
And if you don't know if your website's secure or not, the best thing to do is when you open up your website is to look up at the top on the browser bar and see if there's a little lock. If there is a lock that is locked, that's in the browser next to your web address, then you're secure. If there's a lock that's unlocked, then it's not secure.
Another way, when you look up there, I just looked at one this morning, actually, and when I went to a website that was not secure, there was an exclamation point up there, a little icon that
as
told
an
me.
Alert.
And then another way you can tell, if it says https://, it is secure. If it does not have the S, it is not secure.
Right.
And there's several companies locally that can help you with that. All you need is a certificate, and it's usually a fairly quick process.
Right, right. Wow. But yeah, another example, we're talking about the landing pages, are if your goal is to get prospects to book an appointment with you, you could we would land them on an appointment page versus the main page of your website. So there are many different places that we could put that landing page. In most cases, you're going to have that already. We just want to send your prospect to the right place.
Right, because there's nothing more annoying than having to search all over someone's right. website to get to where you want to go. So that's why we like to set it up that way, to make it more user-friendly for your customers or your potential customers.
I think that's actually really cool. And to streamline things and help people simplify it, that's what ADX Digital does. Tasca and Diana can sit down with you and do that. So if you would like to just give them a call, walk through those first steps, 850-262-6000 is the best
Correct.
Number. To call. And then, of course, I'm going to give more information and we're going to wrap up after this quick break and just walk you through. Of course, if you're missing anything, you can find this full episode online at our website, newsradio923.com, under podcasts. All right, we are just about to wrap up with Tasca and Diana from ADX Digital. Tasca, before we get into our last point on why you need to contact ADX Digital, how can we best reach you through email?
Connect at adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect at adxdigitalmarketing.com.
And in the last 30 to 40 seconds, Diana, why should we contact you right now?
Well, we work with hundreds of private marketplaces and ad exchanges through our demand side platforms, giving us access to 90% of available ad inventory. We will track your campaign metrics and show you your return on investment, like the conversions, the view-throughs, and the completion rates, not just clicks and impressions.
Mm-hmm. Your campaign is going to be set to run to your specifications. So we have a major focus on the accuracy, and we're very hands-on for immediate response.
Excellent. Connect at adxdigitalmarketing.com or call right now, 850-262-6000. I'm Jenna Barr. Thanks for hanging out with me this morning and for Tasca and Diana joining me from ADX Digital. Have a fantastic Thursday, and Tammy will be back tomorrow.